As far as what you should carry in your medication kit, we'll kind of go over that. What I've done is I've taken an old pill bottle, medication box thing. I wrapped duct tape around it so I can have duct tape. Inside my little pill bottle, a bunch of loose pills. And some alcohol and some iodine. Now they've all been contaminated. So essentially what I carry in my med kit, and actually I carry another kit with more advanced drugs, none of which you guys can get your hands on that I know of. So if you get stung by a bee, and you know that you're allergic to bees, you probably have what's called an EpiPen. EpiPen is epinephrine. It's a little needle, you jab it into somebody, there are directions on it. So if you ride with somebody and you know that they're allergic to bees, they may have a medical alert tag, they may have told you, or they may say, get the EpiPen. This is what it looks like. Follow the directions, 3 steps. It's really simple, really easy. Can't mess it up. Follow the directions or you will stab yourself with a needle. And then you will get a shot of adrenaline. I, because I work where I work, steal these. But I don't steal them in a way that takes away from our current stock in any way, shape, or form. I take all the expired drugs and I hang on to them. Because if there's a possibility that this expired drug, which we're just going to throw in the trash and get to the paramedic students to squirt around in class, if there's a possibility that this will work, I will happily carry this around with me.
Yes, I totally need EpiPens.
Do you? So we all know then what we should. Do you carry one with you when you ride?
In your tank bag. On an outer pocket.
And do you carry
Dentist
Benadryl?
Too.
What?
Do you carry Benadryl?
Yes.
Zyrtec?
No.
Okay. Zyrtec is also great. So I had a kid the other day at work, allergic to peanuts, decided to try the chicken with the sauce.
Oops.
Would happen to be a peanut sauce. And I was like, what were you thinking?
It says.
But he was like, well, I just wanted to try the sauce. I thought I should eat the chicken with the sauce. He's like, I felt my mouth tingling, but he's like, other foods do that to me. And then the anaphylaxis sets in. Luckily for him, his mom's a doctor, and he was at a doctor convention with his mom because she was getting an award. And so there were many people there who had EpiPens because they're all freaking doctors. So somebody jabbed him with it because his face was swelling, his tongue was swelling. It was starting to get to the point where he couldn't breathe. He was getting hives and rash everywhere. So they jabbed him with the EpiPen. That stops things, but it doesn't stop things permanently. There is what's called a rebound effect. You can get a shot of adrenaline for an allergic reaction, but sometimes those allergic reactions stay in your body. Peanuts, they're still in your gut somewhere. Bee stings, the bee venom is still circulating. So there's a possibility that this will help, but then you'll go back into anaphylaxis. So 2 is always better than 1. But these are expensive. They're about $100 a pop.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Well, $100 a pop, I don't know if that means with or without insurance.
Well, and
without.
Prescription.
Yeah, you need a prescription for these. You can't just walk around with an EpiPen.
Yeah.
Is that,
okay,
because I have one too, but I'm not sure the prescription for it, like, for the loss on that, if I get my bag.
Oh, you won't get in trouble.
Okay.
It's not a controlled substance.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, no, you won't get in trouble, but if somebody is with you and knows how to use it and they use it on you, nobody gets in trouble.
Yeah, no, of course, I keep it on
my kind of medical
record.
Yeah, no, I carry this.
I
have stuff in my
hands.
Yeah, if you get epi in your finger or something, you stab yourself. Cause, so the needle comes out like on one of these, I believe it's down here.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, so you're supposed to release the safety pin up here. And so to me, what that says is that's where the needle is, and then I'd want to jab you like that. And I think that's what most people think. But this is just a safety latch. You pull it, and then the needle comes up here, and you're supposed to jab yourself in the leg. Or ultimately, some people jab themselves in the arm. So epinephrine's good for bee stings. If you know that you're allergic to bees, peanuts, or you go into anaphylactic shock, you have one of these. If you don't, you might recognize one of these if you see somebody. If somebody says, EpiPen, go find the little, it looks identical to this. And you pull it out, and then you go, step number one, pull off gray safety release. Jab black tip firmly into outer thigh so it clicks and hold on thigh for 10 seconds. Wham! 10, 3, seek medical attention. That's all it says. It's super simple and super easy. So if you ever have to do this for somebody...
It's not even a 10-second delay related, because I have auto-injectors that I have to use for my medication. Then when you hit them, there's a little...
It goes in right away. There are some that, yeah, they do that. But this one, there's not a lot of fluid in there. When you jab it in there, what they want you to do is hold it there for 10 seconds just to make sure the absolute last amount of drug gets in your body.
And the straighter you can pull it back out, the happier you are.
And when they say outer thigh, just right around here, anywhere, the meaty part of your thigh. Don't hit the bone. If you can avoid the bone, just hit the meaty part. Lucretia, you're too skinny to eat more. The other thing that you want to have in your kit is Benadryl. Benadryl is also called diphenhydramine. Can you pass that around? Diphenhydramine is also a sleep aid. Yes. It's called diphenhydramine. Benadryl is the name brand. Diphenhydramine is the...
I know you didn't have the little jump pass.
So do you have an opinion on the...
Are little penguins? Is that Benadryl?
Yeah.
Like
yeah, they're the...
Oh, they're the
jump pads. Yeah, so you can pass those around if you want.
Strips. Have you seen those?
No.
So there was the gel breath strips that were really popular for a little while. They just put it on your tongue and it dissolves. They have Benadryl ones that you just put on your tongue.
I didn't know that. Those would be rad, actually.
You don't have chewable Benadryl.
Do they have chewable Benadryl? So what I do is I buy the liquid... Yeah, I buy the liquid Benadryl for that reason. If you jab a knife in there and squirt it under your tongue and let it sit, it's going to get in your body faster. One of these is equivalent to 50 milligrams, which is the dose. You could do two of these for... Now, so, okay, to be fair, diphenhydramine/Benadryl will not stop you from going into anaphylactic shock. Anaphylactic shock will kill you if not treated with an EpiPen or a Bic pen to the neck, but... Really, it is. You need EpiPens. Now, also, to be fair, you could be not allergic to bee stings your entire life, and then one day you wake up, get stuck by a bee, and you're allergic. So, you never know. But they don't give you EpiPens until you have an allergic reaction that causes you to go into anaphylactic shock or get major hives.
And they won't test you unless you've been stung already.
So good. So this is what Ian's got in his kit. These are little packs of diphenhydramine, which are 25 milligrams. The dose is 50, but you can take 100 for hives, rashes, and whatnot.
Don't ever take 7.
So what's the difference between those and then those pills and the liquid pills?
Okay, so these ones are the same that's in here.
Yeah.
They're liquid. These are 50 milligrams. His packets are 25, so you need two of those. Are these 50s or?
They're 25 as well. Yeah.
So these are, now those are powdered ones. This one's liquid. If you take the powdered one, you can easily open those gel caps. I'd still try to get it on your tongue.
That's what I do with those.
Yeah.
Break them open and try to shove them on your tongue.
I think if you buy it for allergies, it's always going to be 25 milligram. I haven't seen it. I didn't know that they saw the sleep. I mean, it makes sense, but. That's the only time that I've seen it as 50.
But you can do the ones in these. I think the nice thing about having little packs like this, these are expired, by the way,
good to know.
Is that you can buy a couple. You don't need to buy it. But, I mean, this is like $5. So. And you can, they can be shared with the group. These little envelopes are great for stuff like that, if you guys want to take a look at that. The other thing you want to carry in there is Zyrtec. Zyrtec also makes liquid gels. Trying to remember which one's. I have something else in here. Zyrtec makes a liquid one as well, and they make a non-liquid one as well. This is what Zyrtec looks like, little white tablets. Ian's done a great job actually labeling them as well. One of these Zyrtecs, it's an antihistamine, so it will help reduce. It's the same thing as diphenhydramine or Benadryl, they're antihistamines.
Is there any danger of taking them both?
No. If you can take both, I would take both. They act on different receptors. If you're having hives or rash somewhere after a bee sting or peanuts, shellfish or something, and you don't have an EpiPen, at least try to take those.
And is Zyrtec, is that just an off-the-shelf thing?
Zyrtec is a name brand. You could probably get the generic, which is Cytus something.
Yeah, these are generics from Costco.
Cetirizine.
Allertec is what Costco calls it. It's way cheaper. That's the exact same ingredient.
Whatever the Zyrtec name, generic name is, if you look up Zyrtec generic name on Google, it'll tell you what it is. Now, diphenhydramine should knock your ass out and make you sleep. I've had sleep issues over the years, and I've taken too much of this. It doesn't do anything to me anymore. I don't fall asleep. So, but 50 milligrams of Benadryl used to knock me out for 18 hours. I would just sleep for 18 hours. So, if you take one of these after you got a bee sting, chances are you're going to be pretty sleepy. You might fall asleep. Hopefully you'll be on the back of someone's bike or somehow able to not have to worry about riding. But if you do, just at least get to a cell signal, stop, and call 911. Now I remember. So the other things, I keep other things in my med kit. This is my really simple one. I have an antiemetic. An antiemetic is something that keeps you from throwing up and keeps you from being nauseous. Diphenhydramine might help with that, but maybe not. But the stuff I have is over the counter. But the other thing to carry is ibuprofen. You can take a boatload of ibuprofen without it causing any sort of damage. So you could take 800 milligrams. One pill is 200 milligrams. Most people take two pills. You could take like four pills, five pills, six pills if you're in a lot of pain.
And you would use that as a pain medicine?
Pain medicine, yeah. Ibuprofen for pain. Tylenol is a questionable thing for me just because I drink a lot of beer, and Tylenol has acetaminophen in it, and acetaminophen is bad for your liver.
So,
acetaminophen is a fever reducer. Ibuprofen is good for pain. It's also an anti-inflammatory, so is acetaminophen, and so is Aleve. Aleve is
naproxen.
Yes. And Aleve, supposedly you can take one a day, and that's enough.
Is it Tylenol is acetaminophen?
Tylenol is acetaminophen.
Aleve, aspirin,
and also with each other. You're not supposed to mix different non-steroidal.
Depending on indications, you may otherwise be on, you should research in advance before putting them in your medkit.
And also just...
You said it was ibuprofen, Aleve, and...
Aspirin.
Aspirin.
Which ones do you know have reactions with others?
All three of them will interact with each other.
Right.
In my case, the anti-inflammatory effects for all of them actually exacerbate my condition.
Oh, interesting.
I have Crohn's disease.
Okay.
So you take anti-inflammatory. It sounds good, right? Except
it
turn causes inflammation.
Yeah. When I crashed, I immediately took a bunch of ibuprofen. I think within a few hours, I probably had six ibuprofen. It was definitely hurting. And then on the drive back that night, switched to Aleve, which had I known was a bad idea, but it worked significantly better for me. But every case is different, I'm sure.
I've taken Aleve before. It doesn't help me. Ibuprofen works for me. So know what your Tylenol, ibuprofen, or Aleve. Know which one is your choice for pain.
Ibuprofen generally lasts about 6 hours, depending on the person.
But you can take quite a bit of it without it.
And no matter what the crazy guys in the dorm tell you, powdering it and snorting is not a good plan.
I think we're past that point, but thanks.
Oh, he's got everything in here. Oh, and he even has a hydrocodone. Nice!
Turns out they gave me quite a bit of things, and I'm pretty resilient to pain, so...
So, ride with Ian, and when you get hurt, he has a little pharmacy.
Party with Ian?
Do you know these are like worth like $75 a pop?
Oh my god, my knee hurts.
Mine.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But what I like to do is I like to, like, in his case, he has them really nicely labeled, and that's really awesome for... Anybody else there that can help you, you'd be like, get me the hydrocodone, and it's nice labeled. For me, I'm really bad, so I just have all this stuff shoved in here with no labels on it, but I know what they are. And
also know what you can take. Like she said, hydrocodone gives your stomach issues. Maybe oxycodone doesn't, but it's a little bit different, but I don't know if you're in that much pain.
Pain is, you know.
Yeah.
I will say a really great thing if you can get your hands on it for pain. So opiates, morphine, Percocet, Vicodin, all those things, really they don't actually make your pain go away. They just make you not care.
Which is awesome.
So the other drug that makes you not care that you can probably easily get your hands on is Valium. Valium helps you not care. So you could be hurting like a mother, and you just won't care because you're on Valium. So if you can get your hands on Valium, it's simple to keep it in your med kit. But no, to be fair, I would if I took hydrocodone, I would not get on a bike and ride. If I took Valium, I would you could make sure you take it with somebody else around who can ride you out.
And also,
be sure to tell the medics when you get to it.
And also, with hydrocodone, it's usually paired with, they call it hydrocodone APAP, which means acetaminophen, because they work in conjunction better. But think about that also, because you shouldn't take more than, 4 grams of acetaminophen in a day, and it fucks up your liver.
It's bad for your liver.
Yeah. So, I have some of the hydrocodones I have are, 10 milligrams hydrocodone, 325 of acetaminophen, which is a pretty good ratio on the narcotic side. And then I have some Oxycontins that are 5 milligrams, no acetaminophen. So those they gave me on the second round when I refilled my prescription because they assume that I'm taking Tylenol because that's basically the thing you can take for the longest period of time, but you don't want to stack more acetaminophen on top of that. So that's probably not an issue in a trauma scenario. You probably have to be eating that much acetaminophen while you're writing, but things to think about.
Those are good drugs to have. If you broke your leg out in the middle of nowhere, it'd be really nice to have some Percocet, Vicodin,